Dr. Malcolm Grant said even though a small percentage of people die from COVID-19, others can experience long-term symptoms that can put them out of employment. Dr. Grant said in the case of some children in the UK, they remain bedridden after contracting COVID-19 over a year ago.
Yes, COVID is not a matter of life or death, where, yes, only 1-2% of people die from contracting the COVID-causing virus, the SARS-CoV-2. But a significant number go on to develop debilitating long-term symptoms, which can keep you out of work and obviously interfere with your earning capacity, and which is very significant because, you know, the national insurance can pay you for a limited period of time. After that, you're out on your own, you know, and it's not isolated to adults. It can affect even children. There are cases where children, certainly it's reported in the UK, where children who have contracted COVID over a year ago are still primarily bedridden, believe it or not. And interestingly, we talk about COVID in the asymptomatic, those who have been diagnosed with it but had no symptoms.
That was former District Medical Officer for the Southern Grenadines, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, is convinced that its members are not among the businesses responsible for breaches of COVID-19 protocols that have led to recent spikes in cases. As arrivals from major source markets gradually increase, Chief Executive Officer of the BHTA, Senator Rudy Grant, is calling for greater enforcement within communities to keep the situation under control. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 36,198. Internationally, a new study has found that the COVID-19 pandemic has caused excess deaths in India to cross more than 4 million. Excess deaths are a measure of how many people are dying than would be expected compared to the previous few years. Meanwhile, Canada will open its borders to fully vaccinated Americans next month after a nearly 17-month closure. The move to ease border restrictions comes after significant gains in the country's vaccination rate and a steady drop in COVID-19 cases. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.